From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama arrived in Singapore today, the second stop of an eight-day Asian tour. Earlier in Tokyo, the president said that closer U.S. ties to Asia could pay dividends at home in the form of jobs. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says the United States will join in talks aimed at forging a trans-Pacific trade agreement. He also promised to work through differences blocking a major trade agreement with South Korea. By opening the door to increased U.S. exports, Mr. Obama said, both deals have the potential to create millions of American jobs.
And I want everybody in America to know that we have a stake in the future of this region, because what happens here has a direct effect on our lives at home.
Mr. Obama says those effects aren't limited to economics. During his eight-day Asian tour, he's also touting Pacific ties as a way to confront global challenges such as climate change and the spread of nuclear weapons. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Tokyo.
A federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia, yesterday sentenced former Congressman William Jefferson to serve 13 years in prison for taking bribes. The Democrat had represented parts of New Orleans for nearly 20 years. He'd been convicted in August of accepting about $500,000 in bribes and seeking millions more in exchange for using his influence to broker business deals in Africa. Agents investigating his case had found $90,000 hidden in his freezer. Jefferson is appealing the conviction. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will better train air traffic controllers about what to do if they lose contact with an aircraft. The announcement is part of the agency's response to the Northwest Airlines flight that overflew the Minneapolis airport last month. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Northwest Flight 188 was out of contact with controllers for more than an hour as it missed its destination and continued flying 150 miles beyond Minneapolis. The pilots later said they'd become distracted as they studied their work schedules on their laptop computers in the cockpit. The FAA says it took an hour and 8 minutes for controllers to notify the military about the wayward plane, and the agency says that's too long. Under policies put in place after 9/11, controllers should have been in touch with what's called the Domestic Events Network, which would have alerted the military, the airline, the FAA, and others. The agency says it will retrain controllers around the country to make sure they follow the procedures. The pilots in the flight have been suspended by the airline and have had their licenses revoked by the FAA. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
A fire swept through an indoor shooting range in South Korea today. Officials say 10 people were killed, at least 6 others were injured. The blaze broke out in the port city of Busan and burned for about 40 minutes before being extinguished. At least 7 people died in western India today when a train derailed. 25 others were injured. You're listening to NPR News. Orion Bank of Naples, Florida will reopen today as Iberia Bank after being shut down yesterday. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation also closed Federal Savings Bank of Sarasota and Pacific Coast National Bank of San Clemente, California. So far this year, 123 banks have failed, the most since 1992. 2 months after a botched execution attempt, Ohio has decided to change the way it will put condemned inmates to death. From Ohio Public Radio, Karen Kessler reports.
Executioners poked Ramel Broom with needles for 2 hours, but couldn't find a vein to use to put him to death. Ohio Prisons Director Terry Collins says the state will now use just one powerful sedative instead of 3 drugs. And if a usable vein can't be found, the lethal injection can be shot into a large muscle.
There's no other state that uses a one-drug protocol, nor is there another state that uses an intramuscular protocol.
Ohio has delayed 2 executions since September and says the new method will be tried next month. But the state's public defender and the ACLU of Ohio say it won't solve what they call incompetence involving the people who perform executions. For NPR News, I'm Karen Kassler in Columbus.
An auction will be held in Manhattan this morning to sell property that had belonged to disgraced financier Bernard Madoff. Madoff is in prison in North Carolina, serving a 150-year sentence for defrauding investors. Today, almost 200 items will be sold, including dishes, pens, furs, and decoy ducks. Authorities hope to raise at least $500,000 to be divided among Madoff's investors. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.